Faust has fallen in love with Marguerite, and part three opens with him obsessing over his trop idéal amant, his too ideal love. Faust is actually in Marguerite's room, thanks to Mephistopheles. Marguerite is coming home, and Mephistopheles warns Faust to hide behind the curtains. What Faust overhears, as Marguerite brushes her hair, is another song, The King of Thule. If you remember Gounod's Faust, you'll know that that opera also has a song on the same subject. This is not a coincidence. The words for The King of Thule come from Goethe's Faust play. The play is filled with poems and the lyrics for uncomposed songs, a sore temptation to any composer. If Goethe had intended his plays to be performed in a theatre, not having music for these songs would be a challenge. But the author had something different in mind. Faust is a so-called closet play, meaning it is meant to be read, not performed. Goethe wrote these verses as a standalone poem before incorporating them into his Faust. The story of the tragic king who clings to a golden goblet given to him by his now dead love resonated with generations of poets and composers. Listen to the yearning that Berlioz infused into the piece with its little solo clarinet figure and the way the lines all seem to blend one into the next. Marguerite and Faust are fascinated by each other. But Mephistopheles is unwilling to leave anything to chance. After using his powers to raise up a chorus of magical creatures called Will-o'-the-Wisps, he presides over a Will-o'-the-Wisp ballet. This minuet is followed by a racy number for Mephistopheles and the chorus about Petit Louison, Little Louise, who goes to her boyfriend's room as a virgin, but emerges... Well, you can figure it out. The piece bears only the most tenuous connection to the plot of the opera, and the tune is simplicity itself, but Berlioz has great fun with it. Faust declares his love to Marguerite. She reciprocates, and since he has found her in her own bedroom, things proceed rather quickly. You may think that Faust's bargain is simple. He gets what he wants on earth, and when he's dead, the devil gets his due in hell. But this is not the full story on Goethe's Pact. In the play, Faust further agrees that he will die at the moment when he achieves perfect happiness. The cynical Faust is convinced this will never happen. Notice that the deal gives Mephistopheles a more specific task than just doing what Faust says he wants. The devil must help bring about that perfect moment. Marguerite is in Faust's arms when Mephistopheles bursts in with the news that the neighbours have heard their carryings on. Worse, the neighbours have alerted Marguerite's mother, who is on her way. I can't help thinking that Mephistopheles is behind all this. Giving Marguerite to Faust is not enough. He has to build up their love to exalted heights, and making it a little bit of a challenge helps. Part 3 ends with Marguerite and Faust taking a tearful farewell, while Mephistopheles hurries them along, and the neighbours voice their humorous contempt.